Well, the newest member of this Indians organization, Matt Belisle, now joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And Matt, first of all, welcome to the tribe. And just your thoughts on joining this team, a championship contending team. Was that the main thing that drew you here?
It was certainly a large part, and thank you for the welcome. This team is exceptional, I think, across the board. And when a team like this, an organization as well known as being quality as this is has interest in you, that means a lot to me. So I'm extremely excited and very honored to be asked to come to this camp.
You've certainly seen a lot of this ball club from the opposite dugout the past couple of years, being with the Twins and in the same division. Just from the perspective from that dugout or that bullpen now to moving here, what was your thoughts of this team?
The absolute team that's in our way. Just an excellent group that seemed to have cohesiveness and camaraderie, obviously led by some great staff, and just a team that was intact and didn't have many holes. A team that was young and had fun, vibrant, but, you know, ready for a championship and knew what to do. So just a tough, tough organization.
When you talk to Michael Chernoff and or Tito and or Carl Willis, how did they describe your role now that you come here to this bullpen?
They didn't describe any role. They just said, you know, we'd be we haven't talked anything about that. They just said they're happy to have me and excited to have me in camp. And I just gave that right back to them. So it's an honor and it's a pleasure, and it really is. You know, and this, I can tell already for the first couple of days what this was. Everything that I had heard is very much so true. It's intact over here.
When you join a bullpen that has the likes of an Andrew Miller and a Cody Allen at the back end of that, boy, how special is that to join that type of staff, especially when you got the starters like Kluber and Carrasco and Bauer and right on down the line?
It's exceptional. I think it's also a formula for winning clubs these days is having, you know, powerhouses at the end of the bullpen, but also you have to have the horse starters. So, you know, but I look even past those two guys and in the other roles, and the team is just incredible in the bullpen. I mean, they have been for a while, and that's a special thing to be a part of.
You're 37 years old, so obviously the end of the line is coming at some point. So as a veteran, the guy that's been around the game, how special is it, how unique is it to have this opportunity?
It's very special to be wearing a big league uniform. It's even more special when you have an opportunity to wear the uniform that has an organization like this on the front of it and to be a part of something that truly can end up with a ring on your finger. So I don't take it lightly.
Baseball's a fraternity. I mean, guys know each other. But that being said, is it a challenge when you walk into a clubhouse for the first time or you're meeting guys for the first time? And on the flip side of that, from what I understand, the Indians are a pretty welcoming organization. Everybody says you feel at home from day one. Has that been the case now in day two as we do this interview?
I can confirm that is a truth. They are very welcoming. And it is a small fraternity. It's always some fun feelings when you walk into a new place, but baseball players are generally real good people, and so and this organization seems to be loaded with them.
I know you got a lot to do. We appreciate you spending some time. Good luck, and again, welcome to the tribe.
Thank you for the time.